Arts on the Fly did it again, bringing song, color and cheer to the small but lively community of Horsefly, BC, 1 hour northeast of Williams Lake. The thought of no cell service nor access to 5G Wi-Fi may be shocking to some, but for others it's a chance to sit back with your sun hat and enjoy the moment. Whether you're swaying to live music, wading in the river or shopping around booths where vintage clothing, band merchandise, snacks and crafts are available to buy, there's something for just about anyone at Arts on the Fly. The festival sprung to life in the evening of Friday, July 11th as Horsefly's new D9 string band led square dancing in the Horsefly Hall following a land welcoming by Williams Lake First Nations Danica Murphy and Val West. Guests brought splashes of color to the grounds as many donned unique garments upcycled and thrifted by Alexandra Vlazati at the Costume Caravan. This year's festival offered a lineup of 27 acts including about 100 artists from across BC and beyond, bringing the sound of folk, rock, funk and country to the rural Caribou community. Artists local to the Caribou included No Big D, The Milltown Philosophers, 10 Day Notice, Rhododendron, J.P. Max and Company and more. Caribou's favorite band The Screech Owls tore down the house, said Leah Martin, president of the festival's volunteer-run board. Other artists filling up the festival's two stages were Ian Scorsia, originally from Patagonia, Argentina, Mike Lynch from Niagara, ON, Parlor Panther from Vancouver, the Beaver Valley Symphony Orchestra, Misty Rain from Nadla Wattin, just over 1.5 hours west of Prince George, and more. The festival also featured a yoga and well-being session with Cindy Sage, a vocal masterclass with Andrea Zanis and a song session with David Roy Parsons titled, Ghosts, in the Round. Free for children under the age of 12, Arts on the Fly also has a space called Kids Zone for art and nature experiences. A total of about 700 people attended the festival over the 2 days, which was run by 70 volunteers and is funded by local donations and granting bodies. Along with the board's president Leah Martin, the festival's board of volunteers includes Vice President Oliver Berger, who, as the Green Officer with the Caribou Chilcotin Conservation Society, was also keeping an eye on the garbage station, Treasurer Jenny Noble, Secretary Johanna Robson and Directors Mike O'Hara, Bill Irwin, Susan Lovejoy, Sarah Tamasetis, Troy Forkier, Matthew Granlund, Mike Upton, Lisa Anderson, Christina Mary Bland, Annie Murphy and Richard Case. Each director is in charge of a specific committee or task from coordinating volunteers, organizing the kids' zone, coordinating vendors, setting up stages and more. This year's poster art was designed by Marin Patinaud and Christina Mary held a silent auction which raised over $1,000 for next year's festival. Mary, along with Annie Murphy, also held an art show at the Willow Grove Bed and Breakfast Inn and Traditional Art School in Horsefly. This is the festival's third annual community arts exhibition which featured work from local artists such as Iris Mies Lowe, Lacey May Hamelin and Lyle Williams. The art show will be open every Saturday and Sunday until August 3rd. If you've missed this year's festival, don't fret, Arts on the Fly has been an ongoing festival since it was formed by a group of mothers in 2006. Prepare to get your tickets for next year's festival in the spring of 2026.